Two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash has lent his voice to some of rock's great harmonies as a member of the Hollies, and then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He wrote songs like this one for that group that captured the zeitgeist of the Vietnam War era.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
There were also haunting melodies like this one.
Just a song before I go, to whom it may concern. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned.
And maybe it was Graham Nash's British accent, but he also seemed to stand a little apart from the dramatic inner workings of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And in 1971, he released a solo album, Songs for Beginners, which went gold in the U.S., and then another, Wild Tales, in 1974. Well, almost a half a century later, Graham Nash is looking over his shoulder. His new release features live versions recorded in 2019 of those two solo albums. Here's the title song from Wild Tales.
You came here with wild tales from the east, about the floods that are rushing round your door, about your old lady who up and walked away from your beast, and you can't get her back no more. And you flew your bike over Highway 1, you were lucky to land on your feet, but you started crying cause you bent the key. But it was your lady that landed underneath.
Wild Tales from Graham Nash Live. And Graham Nash is here. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin. How are you?
I'm fine. What happens to your heart when I say half a century ago?
It's not my heart that moves. It's my brain that doesn't quite understand, you know, how old I am now. I mean, internally, I'm still younger, of course. But when I look in the mirror, I realize that I'm older.
How would you describe what... Who Graham Nash was in that orbit at that time?
I've always been a curious man, and I hopefully maintain my curiosity about the world. And in those times, the world was a little crazy, you know, and we thought that Richard Nixon was the worst thing that could happen to America. But now look at today.
Well, let's listen to some of your songs that reflect some of that. We mentioned Protests of the Vietnam War. Let's listen to Chicago / We Can Change the World. This is the song that you wrote in response to the protests in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention and the trial of the so-called Chicago Seven that followed that. Let's listen to a little.
So your brother's bound in gag, and they chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago? Sing. In a land that's known as freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we could bring?
Just to sing. Who were you asking to come to Chicago, Graham Nash?
I was asking Stephen and Neil.
Stephen Stills and Neil Young, yeah.
My friend Wavy Gravy called me one morning and asked if CSNY could go to Chicago and do a concert to raise funds for the defense fund for the, as you say, the Chicago Seven. I could go, David could go, but Stephen and Neil couldn't. They wanted to go, but they had other plans. And so I wrote Chicago particularly for Stephen and Neil.
For them to come. You know, we're talking about Wavy Gravy, you know, the activists, the Chicago Seven, these activists from 50 years ago. We're talking about music from such a long time ago. I'm thinking that in the 60s and 70s, if someone had said to me, let's talk about music from the 1920s, you know, the can-can, it would have been a novelty. This music is still part of the soundtrack today.
It is. It's kind of amazing to me just how relevant some of my songs are. You know, you mentioned Chicago, military madness, of course, what's going on with Putin and Ukraine.
Military madness is killing my country. Solitary sadness.
some of my songs are relevant even 50 years later.
Yeah. Well, and again, these two albums that you've, you know, re-recorded. And Graham Nash, I am a big fan of your work, but there are people who know me who might be thinking cynically that the reason I'm talking to you is because those two albums you made after your breakup with Joni Mitchell. Can we just talk about her for 1 second?
If you wish.
I do, very much. And you do, too. The title of an article in the Irish Times quotes you. Most of the sad songs on these albums are about my relationship with Joni Mitchell.
She is an amazing woman, you know. She's beautiful, of course, an incredibly talented songwriter, probably one of the most talented songwriters of that age. And a great painter also, you know, she paints with paint and she also paints with words.
Yeah. Well, and as you know, you are very happily married to a woman you describe as the love of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, here you are revisiting these albums and this music that you wrote in some cases about her.
Yes. Those sad songs like I Used to Be a King and Simple Man, they were about my relationship being over with Joan. And so that's why I called them sad songs.
Yeah. What happened? You know, you've said that she told you something so poetic. If you hold sand in your hand too tightly, it will slip through your fingers.
Yes. That was a telegram that Joan sent me from Matala in Greece. I think Joan thought that if we married, that I would demand that she just cook and take care of the house, which is the furthest thing from my mind, of course. How could you possibly inflict that kind of information on Joni?
Yeah. I didn't want to speak to you just to speak about my idol, Joni Mitchell. I do want to ask you, you know, you are reflecting back because these are albums that you've re-recorded. What happens when that happens?
I have to sing my songs, regardless of when they were written, with the same passion that I had when I wrote them. And I'm able to be able to go back and sing those songs, knowing full well that they mean a great deal to my audience. But one has to move on, you know? One has to live life and realize what's happening and check out the reality of what's going on and move forward.
Yeah. Well, and so much of what you wrote about is, as you just pointed out, ongoing. I mean, you wrote this song, Prison Song from Wild Tales, about unfair jail time for minor offenses.
One day a friend took me aside, said I have to leave ya. Something from a friend, they say I've done wrong for protecting the name of a man. They say I have to leave ya, so now I'm bidding you farewell for much too long. And here's a song to sing for every man inside.
Decades later, there's still a debate over jail sentences for small infractions.
Yes, exactly. That was basically about my father. The first verse is about my father who bought a camera from a friend of his at work and gave it to me. And then the police came to the door, which was incredibly unusual for the north of England, and said that the camera had been stolen and they wanted to know the name of the man that had sold the camera to my father. And my father would not tell them. And as a result, they put him in jail for about a year.
Yeah. Your parents had a tremendous influence on you, that unfair incarceration. But do I understand some of your sense of other social justice issues came from your parents?
Yes, very much so. We've always favored the underdog. I personally always root for the team that is supposed to lose but doesn't. And the most important thing I learned from my parents was to follow my heart, that my heart knew what was right. And life, of course, is made up of choices. And I hope that I chose the right path.
Mm. I want to listen as we go to a little of your Simple Man. Was this an aspiration or is this a description of you?
This is a description of me. I try to write simple melodies. I'm not interested in songs that you have to get to the 16th verse before you know what the songwriter is talking about. I want to engage your intellect immediately.
Yeah. Well, then we will go out on Simple Man. Graham Nash, anything else you want us to know?
Yes, Graham Nash is still alive. He's still kicking. He's still creating. He's still looking for, as somebody once said, the pocketfuls of sunshine.
Pocketfuls of sunshine.
Yes, that's a quote from a man called Richard E. Grant, a great, great English actor.
Wonderful. Graham Nash, thank you so much.
Robin, you're very welcome. Thank you very much.
I am a simple man, and so I play a simple tune. I wish that I could see you once again across the room, like the first time.